If what New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez is charged with doing wasn't illegal, it was at least unethical and corrupt. Menendez pleaded not guilty on Thursday to federal bribery charges. The Democratic senator, according to prosecutors, burned up the Senate's phone lines and email trying to help a physician pal of his resolve favorably a Medicare billing dispute. The doctor, the feds say, treated the senator to a number of nice vacations and golf outings, while also donating more than $600,000 to a super PAC whose mission in life was to elect Democratic senators. The defense offered by Menendez's lawyer was a forehead slapper. All this was just fine ethically because Menendez and the physician were really pals. This was a real friendship and not a corrupt relationship, the legal eagle said. Excuse me, where in the oath of office does it say it's hunky-dory to give someone special treatment unavailable to normal taxpayers as long as they are a golfing buddy? That line of argument is utter nonsense. None of this is to suggest that Menendez will ever be convicted of anything. As Republican partisans have a grand old time trumpeting this latest example of Democratic corruption, they miss a rich irony. The chances of Menendez ever being found guilty have been lessened by a series of rulings by the very Supreme Court majority whose deeds conservatives so often applaud. In the Citizens United case and other related rulings, the court majority has stuck to an extremely narrow definition of official corruption, essentially direct gifts in return for a clear quid pro quo. And in the Menendez case, some direct personal gifts are involved, so okay, maybe the feds can make a case, even though they failed to close the deal in some similar prosecutions against other lawmakers. The key in the Menendez case is the doctor's largesse to the Senate Majority PAC, one of those political action committees given latitude by recent court decisions. Other Pauls wouldn't worry too much about the doctor's problems if we were only Menendez's golf buddy. It's the $600,000 donated to the PAC that made him a VIP to Democrats. And that is the pathway by which big money routinely corrupts and distorts the conduct of government. But five justices on our highest court are blind to this reality, and they've given senators like Menendez a potential out to excuse behavior that's blatantly unethical. I'm Chris Cetullo.